Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down the Twisted Tuesday as the Los Angeles Dodgers throw the Tampa Bay Rays down. Overwhelm them. They put an 8 spot up on the board. They take a 1-0 series lead, 3 wins away from their 7th championship in franchise history. And honestly, the Los Angeles Dodgers / Brooklyn Dodgers have been playing baseball for a long time. You'd figure that they've won more than 6 times, but the fact remains the Dodgers haven't won in 32 years. In 32 years. And you know what they say, right? The third time's the charm, as Clayton Kershaw gets it done in game 1. And people are quick to hate, but they're not so quick to recognize greatness after the fact. And I've always found it interesting how people solely judge players on championships. Yet we'll get into this. We'll get into this in the second hour here, as far as Clayton Kershaw is concerned, in which the NBA is stupid. All right, like the NBA, like, you know, Charles Barkley is one of the best players that ever played in the NBA. All right, Charles Barkley is one of the best players that ever played in the NBA. Charles Barkley scored, bro. Like, I don't know what he scored. We'll look up his numbers. The guy scored like 48 points or something against the Chicago Bulls in the finals for the Phoenix Suns, okay? Like, Charles Barkley, honestly, I think Barkley averaged 35-10, guys. We'll look up Barkley's numbers. Yeah, when Barkley talks now, oh, well, he never won. Yeah, well, so what? It means he's not a great basketball player because he didn't win a championship? Because the guy scored like 35-10 in the NBA Finals, but his team was, only, you know, lost to Michael Jordan, so he's a big loser. I know John Stockton's a big loser, right? John Stockton sucks, right? John Stockton's one of the best point guards ever to play in the NBA. I don't care whether you won a championship or not. And it's funny because I saw Robert Horry talk about that, and Robert Horry's got more rings than, like, Ivanka Trump, all right? And Robert Horry was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, about players that didn't win, about great players. And he talked about Barkley. He talked about Malone, Stockton, and these guys. Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. But he does need this championship. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it. Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Brenci, level two, quickest 120 minutes in sports. We throw it down. Thanks to Steve Merrill for stepping up and in. A lot of stuff to get to. Los Angeles Dodgers take game one of the World Series. Dodgers were minus 210 series favorites coming in to game one. They are now minus 375 after winning the game 8-3. Clayton Kershaw victorious this evening. And Clayton Kershaw's struggles in the postseason have been well documented. And it's not as if, though, it's not true either, right? It's not as if, though, that it's not true. And the thing is with Kershaw in the postseason, he hasn't been terrible. He hasn't been terrible, but he also hasn't been lights out, right? And he's been lights out in the regular season. So the bar is set very high for Clayton Kershaw. Like, you know, good example, his last start, he gave up three runs, you know, and, you know, the bullpen actually, the bullpen did, but they were his earned runs, I believe, like two of them. You know, he left the game, he gave up three runs in six innings. Other pitchers get standing ovations nowadays for that. Clayton Kershaw gets ripped for it, right? So as I was saying earlier, I think it's unfair and it's kind of stupid to solely just talk about players, whether they won or lost or not, you know, to judge whether they're great players. I think that's stupid and a shallow way of looking at things. Trust me, some of the greatest players ever to play in all leagues didn't win a championship. Like, is Bo Jackson? Yeah, Bo Jackson sucks, right? He must suck, Bo Jackson. Yeah, he does, actually. Bo Jackson sucks. Bo Jackson never won a World Series. Never won a Super Bowl. Terrible. What a loser. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's stupid, all right? It's stupid. Barry Sanders, like, won what? Like, one playoff game, two playoff games in his career? Barry Sanders, one of the best players ever to play in the National Football League. But I guess he sucks because he didn't win a Super Bowl, right? Like I said, I hate people today. Like, they're mind-numbingly stupid. Mind-numbingly stupid. But with that being stated, Barry Sanders never had a hope in hell of winning a Super Bowl, right? He was on a bad franchise, on a bad team, in a division with good teams. So, like, Barry, that's why Barry Sanders retired earlier than a lot of people wanted him to, because he had enough. He's like, all right, it's done. Like, we're not going anywhere. I'm not running myself into the ground. And, you know, he's one of these. Yeah, plus, he played for the Detroit Lions, right? You look, Calvin Johnson. The last two great players to play for the Detroit Lions both retired prematurely. You know, is there what a coincidence, right? But it's a little bit different. So, like I said, like Bo Jackson, and I'm just kidding about Bo Jackson. I know people are stupid and someone's driving around right now thinking, oh, this guy's just ripping Bo Jackson. So, listen, Bo Jackson, obviously amazing, right? Bo Jackson, amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, one of the best athletes I've ever seen perform live. Probably the best, actually, I've seen all the great ones. Seen all the great ones, but, you know, as far as, like, football, like, I saw Bo Jackson with the Raiders a lot. I lived in Los Angeles when Bo Jackson was on the Raiders. It was a real treat, but he was hurt a lot, too. He got hurt, you know? But when he played, like, holy crap. But baseball's a little, you know, so I'm not calling up Bo Jackson or Barry Sanders, et cetera, but I'm just making a point. There's some great players, like all-time greats, man. You know, great athletes that never won a championship. Right? So they never won a championship. But the difference with Clayton Kershaw is he has had opportunities, right? Like Barry Sanders didn't fumble in the Super Bowl. You know, two or three times type of deal, right? Like these, so there's a difference, and it's a little bit different when you're a pitcher as well. Like a good, you know, a good example is like Mike Trout right now. Mike Trout's a great player. Is Mike Trout a loser because he never won? You know, everyone thinks Mike Trout's the best baseball player ever to play the game. I don't. You know, I think Mike Trout is awesome and stuff, but I think Mike Trout is one of like a lot of awesome players in Major League Baseball, but. You hear what I'm saying? Like, people bow down to Mike Trout like he's the greatest thing ever, right? He's never won. Does it mean that he's not? Is it his fault that the Angels don't win? So, but it's different when you are a pitcher. when you're a pitcher, you really are sort of controlling your own fate. You can talk about run support. You can talk about everything else. But the fact is, you're a pitcher. You are in control of your own fate a lot more than a running back is, or a lot more than Charles Barkley was on a team with four other dudes on the court, right? Like, you can't control the greatness of your teammates. And I totally get it. The great ones make other players better, blah, 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 and all that crap. But this ain't Little League. And in reality, this is why the Dodgers are going to win a World Series, because they have more talent. Talent wins, guys, all right? Generally, talent wins. Why did the Lakers beat the Miami Heat? They were more talented. Right? They have LeBron James. They have Anthony Davis. Out of the 10 guys on the court, out of the 10 guys on the court at all times, the Lakers had the best two guys on the court. And Miami were deep. They had a bunch of good guys. But did they have great guys? Like, Jimmy Butler was like the third best player on the court. He was Miami's best player, but he's only the third best player, right? Talent will prevail, guys, time and time and time and time and time again. Talent will prevail. But as far as Clayton Kershaw, like, people talk about Kershaw like his postseason failures or his postseason record is like, you know, like the guy's 4-18 or something like that. You know what Clayton Kershaw's record is in the playoffs after tonight's win? 12-12. 12-12. He's got the second most strikeouts in postseason history. And it's funny because, oh, like I said, there was one walk in the first inning. He gave up a single and a walk. And I saw right away, oh, in our chat and on Twitter, oh, there's Kershaw, playoff Kershaw, playoff Kershaw. Well, you mean the playoff Kershaw that struck out 13 against San Diego 2 weeks ago? I guess, you know, you guys don't remember that playoff Kershaw, right? That one didn't count. You know, the only ones that count with these losers are the ones that when he, you know what I mean? When they're right. It's like Josh Allen. People are, Josh Allen sucks. Josh Allen sucks. Josh Allen sucks. Whatever. Josh Allen's been good for 2 years. He has a bad game. Oh, see, I told you Josh Allen sucks. God, you guys are stupid. And of course, not tuning into the show, because if you're tuning into the show, you're as smart as people in West Virginia are. And I say that because people in West Virginia, Give it up. Give it up to the state of West Virginia. They're the ones, 67% on the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're sharp bettors there in West Virginia, evidently. And another thing is, too, that people don't take into consideration, and it's another thing that, like, stupid people don't get, is, like, Doc Rivers is a good example. Oh, Doc Rivers has blown a 3-1 series lead three times in his career. Can you believe that? He's blown a 3-1 series lead three times? What a loser. Oh, you should fire him. Blown a 3-1 series lead three times. Yeah. The guy's also been a coach in the NBA for like 20 years and has played in a million series. When you play in a million series, you will lose a lot of series. I don't understand what part of this people don't get. Right? Oh, Doc Rivers sucks because they blew a 3-1 series lead. Yeah, yeah. It's Doc Rivers' fault that Lou Williams went to a strip club after a funeral when he left the bubble, right? It's Doc's fault that Montrezl Harrell's a head case, right? Yeah, it's Doc's fault that, you know, Kawhi Leonard is like a bigger diva than Beyonce now, right? Come on. It's like good quarterbacks. Good quarterbacks, legendary quarterbacks. By the way, oh yeah, they've thrown a lot of interceptions over the years. Sports Rage Late Night. Continue. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby. Hi,
Bobby. You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage, late night. I am Morenci. Level two continues. Dodgers that get it done. We're just talking about Clayton Kershaw and winning and the postseason and all that type of stuff. So he's 12-12 now in the postseason. We're talking about like greats who, you know, didn't win or have been criticized for not winning. And you know, I think a lot of it is stupid. I think a lot of it is overrated. But with Clayton Kershaw, and I love him. And, you know, people that have been listening to our show a long time, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, we had Clayton Kershaw on when he was a rookie. And I told him, you're going to win a bunch of Cy Young Awards and you're going to be like Sandy Koufax. We nicknamed him the Claw, ironically enough. Kawhi Leonard ended up getting the name. It was all said and done. Irony. But, yeah, we had, you know, I'd like to find that interview, actually. Man, I wish we saved all those old shows. What do you do? I've been on the air every night for 18 years. So I don't know. How many of you tuning in right now? How many of you tuning in remember that, actually? I know there's some hardcores that remember all of our shows. But I remember I was very excited to have Clayton Kershaw on when we did. And, you know, it was early in his career. And we knew the kid was going to be a killer. But it is fair to say, that he needs to win. That he needs to win. And it's not just him, guys, right? That's another thing, too. It's a team sport, but being a pitcher is more individualistic. I get it. But the Dodgers as a whole have underperformed in the playoffs and in the World Series. They've won 7 division titles, guys. All right? They've won 7 division titles in a row. They don't have a championship to show for. So that's a lot of playoff baseball games. Right, is it all Clayton Kershaw's fault? The dude didn't pitch every game, guys. Right? Like, that's another thing. Like, it's somehow all Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, whatever, dude. Cody Bellinger had like a 179 batting average in the playoffs coming into this year in the playoffs. All right? Experience matters. The kid's been in now a couple of World Series. He's looser now. And you can see that, you know, they're embracing the moment, the Dodgers. They're embracing the moment, but Clayton Kershaw needed this. He does need it to cement his legacy. A lot of people think he's the greatest left-handed pitcher ever, and he's already a first ballot Hall of Famer. But this just sort of, you know, this basically you win a World Series and you're pretty close to getting a statue outside of Dodger Stadium, bro. Like, it's one of those deals. And I'm not over-exaggerating. The Dodgers have only won 6 championships. It's not like the Dodgers have won 22 times and it's just another win. And I like what Buck brought up tonight. And he said, for people who think the Dodgers like just bought this championship, you don't know. Like, people, dude, they're all Dodger bred. They brought in Mookie Betts, Whipty, you know what I mean? Yeah, right, they brought in a free agent. The Dodgers are all, and, you know, another thing with Clayton Kershaw, he didn't chase stuff, guys. He ain't chasing rings. Oh, I'm going to go to this better team and I'll just be a number 3 or a number 4 on this team and I'll win a World Series for sure. No, that's what I love about this Dodger unit, man. They stuck together. They haven't won yet, but they've stuck together. They've stuck together and they've just come back. They've been resilient. They bounced back. You know what I mean? And, you know, just a ton of heart, this team. They're close. They're not there though. 3 wins and Tampa's been great coming off a loss. Off the top of my head, I remember Tampa was 16-3 off a loss. when they lost the first time in the playoffs and they bounced back. I think this is just off the top of my head now, but I believe that they are now 18-5 off a loss, because I'm pretty sure they were 16-3 in the season off a loss. And was it 13-3? Whatever. They've been very, very good off a loss. And both times in the playoffs, because remember, they were up 2-1. They were up 2-1. They lost to the Yankees, and then they won game 5. And then they were up 3-1, and they lost 2 in a row, actually, to the Astros. Right? Or 3 in a row, actually, to the Astros. So 3 in a row. But it's like I said last week to Cam with the Rays, and I could see it. And I was riding the Rays, but for the most part, I had a couple of speed bumps where I bet against them. But you could see the Rays. I don't know if they got tired or they were playing above their head, almost like a UFC fighter fighting at some tempo and some pace that they can't keep up. And like the Rays were diving over walls, and like it was crazy the plays these guys were making, man. And it's hard to, like, it's like a gamble. It's hard to be that hot that long, or it's hard to do anything that good that long every day. And except us in this show, of course. But you could see against the Astros that there were leaks. There were leaks. You know what I mean? Like, there was like, hey, we got a little water coming through over here, guys. Hey, it's coming over here now, too. Like, you could see it. Snell bitched to the manager. He complained to the media after. It's like, guys, you guys are going to the World Series, and you got a pitcher that's pissed that he got taken out of the game. Guys that are making plays all the time suddenly are making errors. You know, baseball gods, you know, balls were squeaking through and stuff. It's all about peaking at the right time, man. Look, the Dodgers were on the ropes against the Braves, and that's not Clayton Kershaw, right? So my whole point is Clayton Kershaw. You know, the Dodgers have been a big disappointment in the playoffs as a whole, guys, for the last, you know, 32 years. 32 years. The Dodgers haven't won in 32 years. Is it his fault? Oh, I know it's all his fault, right? They haven't won in 32 years. No. I can't believe it's been 32 years because they've been good a lot. And it's not just the past 7 years in a row. Like, they've had other little runs where they've been damn good and there's been postseason failures, like before Kershaw even. Like, there's just, it is what it is. But props to Kershaw. But you know what it reminds me of, though? I remember John Elway. Remember John Elway? John Elway was known as like the biggest loser quarterback. This is what I'm talking about with like loser sport fans. Oh, ha, 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 John Elway. Look, even in The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons, but even in The Simpsons, it was Homer's dream to always own the Dallas Cowboys, and Scorpio gives him the Denver Broncos. He's like, the Denver Broncos. And they always made fun of the Broncos on The Simpsons in that era. Remember there was another episode where Homer's in, John Elway gets hurt in his dream. He's daydreaming, and he's like, oh, my God, Homer, you're in. You're the new quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And Homer scores the touchdown. And then they show the scoreboard. It's like San Francisco 55, Denver 7. Like, Denver were the laughingstock. So much that, like, they were a punchline in sitcoms. Yeah, is John Elway a laughingstock now, bitch? You know what I'm saying? No, huh? No. Guy's, like, running the Denver Broncos. He's a co-owner of the Broncos, running the Broncos. Yeah, 2-time Super Bowl winner on the way out. MVP. Epic play against the Green Bay Packers of him flying through the air to get the touchdown. John Elway's known as a winner. The winner. Guy was known as, like, you know what I mean? It's just funny the perception how, you know, stuff will change. You win a game and suddenly people think you're a completely different, better person and player because you won one game. Well, he won the Super Bowl, so now he's amazing. Before he was a loser, now he's amazing. Phil Mickelson. Oh, he'll never win. He can't win majors. Guy never wins. He's overrated. Big fat guy. He's out of shape. Big jerk. Rude to everyone. Never wins. Whatever. Fast forward to Phil Mickelson's won a ton of majors. Is now a skinny guy that everybody loves. Hockey. I remember, man, Steve Yzerman, man. I'm old enough to remember when Steve Yzerman was a young player with the Detroit Red Wings, and his reputation was that he was selfish. That was Steve Yzerman's reputation. He's just a selfish guy. He's not a team player. He'll never win. Not a leader. Just, he's got an attitude problem. I don't know. How many cups this guy win? Three, four? How many win? They win three, at least three cups as the captain. And now he's like a hockey executive and like Steve Yzerman with Team Canada. And Steve Yzerman personified leadership. You look up leader and hockey, it's like Mark Messier. Yeah. All right. Yeah, there's Steve Yzerman. Like, it's crazy how. You have to look at the player's entire career. Like Elway was a great example of that, in which Elway never won, then they get back, and it's like, they're gonna lose, they win, and then they win again. They win and then they win again. And then Elway rides off into the sunset, and then people were crying that he left. They were like, come on, don't leave. Right, I guess, and even he was in the shower after the Super Bowl, and he told Terrell Davis, "I'm done." He said, "This is it." And Davis said, "No, can't be it, man." He said, "We just won the Super Bowl." He goes, "We can win a third Super Bowl. You got to come back next year." And Elway told him, "I can't do it." That's Elway was Elway knew. Elway, smart guy, he knew his own body. Elway told him, "I can't do it." And Davis told him, it's a great story. Dave Davis told me, he goes, dude, you're just the MVP. You just played great. Davis is the MVP of that game. It's Packers. But remember, that's the famous play when Elway ran for the end zone, gave up his body. And so after they win the Super Bowls, Davis is like, you can't retire. You're playing great. We just won Super Bowls. Why would you retire? And Elway told him, I can't do it. He said, I can play well for one game in the Super Bowl. He goes, I can't get through another 16 games in the playoffs, bro. And he told him point blank, I just can't make it. A lot of guys would have like, nah, I'm going to try to get through. But Elway rode off into the sunset as a winner. Right? He knew. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it through 16 games. Like I'm barely getting by right now. Another, reputation. It's too bad Jim Kelly could never get that. I'm glad Kyle Lowry got the win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage. Late night continues. Bring it. I am Morenci.
Throwing it down. I can't say it was a clean sweep, actually. Tonight. Can't say it was a clean sweep because we did. I don't really count it as a loss, though, because it was such a degenerate sort of in a spur of the moment, let's have fun bet in which I bet will a runner reach base in the first inning. I've never done that before. I've just stepped over into the crack zone. You all know I like to bet the no run in the first inning, but I actually bet no one will reach base. I bet no one will reach base in the Tampa first half of the inning. It was plus 125. I'm like, roll the dice on this. See if Kershaw get a 1-2-3. Of course, like there's this thing. He got it out. There was a single. Then there was a walk. It was like, oh boy. But we hit the no run. But it was a nice clean sweep. And one of our great bets tonight was that, man, this is the thing. They have these props in the regular season, but it's tough. There's so many baseball games and. This year it was tough with baseball because it was going on at the same time as the NBA playoffs. But, like player props in baseball. We do the strikeout prop often, but that's kind of easy. I like that one because it was easy to research and, everyone strikes out all the time in baseball. You got to ride the wave. Like years ago, the long field goal prop would hit. It doesn't hit as much anymore. You got to sort of ride the wave of how the sport is going. Penalties is a good one now. There's a million penalties in the NFL. But, total bases, guys, Mookie Betts was 1.5 at minus 110. 1.5 bases for Mookie Betts. I'm curious to see what they do tomorrow. Are they going to make it 2.5? Or are they going to make it 1.5 with more juice? And I'm playing it. Like, you know, we talked about it. You know, I told you guys I thought Mookie Betts is going to be the MVP. He was 9-1. It closed at 7-1 before first pitch tonight. But Mookie Betts is the one guy in the Dodgers that had played against the Rays. All right, 97 career games against the Rays coming in, now make it 98. But 97, and he had a career 310 batting average against the Rays, 16 home runs, make it 17. And he has a 300 batting average against everybody on the Rays. Every starting pitcher on the Rays, Mookie Betts, has a career batting average of 300 or better than. So it's not a shock that Mookie Betts is 2-for-4 tonight. And, oh yeah, 2-for-4 with a home run. And, you know, so he had a single, a walk, and a home run tonight, Mookie Betts. His total bases was 1.5. So he ended up with, six. Six total bases. 4 for the home run, 1 for the walk, 1 for the single. 6 total bases for Mookie Betts tonight. The prop was 1.5. I don't like using the term free money, but holy crap, man. I wish I went bigger on that. I knew it was good, too, but I got killed over the weekend, right? My units weren't bad tonight, but I wouldn't. It just is what it is. You know, anyone knows it's been tuning in. We've had a bad couple of days. You know, anybody tuning in knows that, you know, we weren't the only ones. A lot of people struggled over the weekend in the NFL and then yesterday as well. But so, yeah, the Mookie Betts bet was a nice one. We hit both strikeouts to the over. That was good. We hit an in-game over. That was good. And we were on the Dodgers minus 160. So after the train wreck of the last 48 hours we've had betting, in which I talked about it on Game Time Decisions, we lost 12 units in 2 days. We were down. We were minus 12 units in 2 days. So it was nice to get that 6-0 sweep. I don't count the little run. Well, we'll call it 6-1, but for my account, it's like I didn't go big on that. I didn't go big on will there be a base runner. I put $15 on it. I just did it as we were live on the air. I figured, all right, let's have some fun with this. It's a thing, you know, you're doing a live gambling show. Sometimes you got to just sort of have fun and roll with it. But you're only as good as your next play. And we talk about the resiliency of the Rays. And, you know, the Rays have been ultra resilient, obviously, this year. They've been resilient in the playoffs. And they're going to be more relaxed now. You could tell they were a little bit, you could tell that, you know, the World Series moment got to them a bit at the start of the baseball game. Today, I think they're going to be more relaxed and calmer. We're looking for we've been looking for a number, and basically, it was the uncertainty of the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching situation, in which, you know, were they going to go with Bueller? Who were they going to go with? Urias? Like, what were they going to do here in Game 2? The Dodgers have been very tight-lipped. Tampa, you know, Tampa. It's spelled out here. It is what it is. Snell is going for the Tampa Bay Rays. Gonsolin. This somewhat surprises me. I got to be honest. I thought they would go with Urias here. I thought they'd go Urias here in game two. Bueller pitched over the weekend, right? So Bueller's got the blister. You know, you're not going to rush Bueller back on short rest. You have the off day as well. Don't forget on Thursday, right? They play on Wednesday again. They play tomorrow, and then they're off on Thursday. So I'm totally not surprised. I knew they weren't going to go with Bueller. You know what I mean? I'm a Dodger-obsessed fan, so as I was walking down the street today, I was going over the possibilities in my head about how we should approach it. Like, all right, so how do you want to do this, you know? A lot of people thought a lot of people are like, oh, Kershaw. I saw people in our chat, you know, pretty much trolls. I love our trolls too. Like, you know what? I should be flattered that you guys are so obsessed with me, but it's almost scary, bro. Go for a walk like I do, man. Go for a walk. Guys, like, I'm up, man. Like, it's, you know, I'm on the West Coast now, so I'm up in the morning. Scott Wetzel's doing a show, and I see the same stalkers are talking about me while Wetzel's show is going on. They're talking to themselves about me. Like, Wetzel's fans don't care about me. Like, and they got nothing against me, but I'm saying, like, the viewers of Wetzel's chat, like, they don't even care. So you get these loser dudes, they go in there, oh, Morency, you see last night, all what he said, his picks are what I said. And even they even say, we don't care what he said. And I saw one guy go, I like Morency, but I don't know why you're talking about him right now. But he even said, we're talking about baseball right now. They're nut jobs. They're nut jobs. I saw it even tonight after. I left after in-game live during, like, it's like the same people talking to each other. And, like, these, they're schizophrenic. Like, there's one dude here. He's got, like, he talks to himself. He's got multiple names. And he's talking to himself. And for me, it's two viewers. Hey, I'll take it. Like I always say, if you really hate me, you know, don't watch the show and don't give me views. But no, they're psychos. But my point is, too, I just saw in our chat before, oh, Morency's boasting. I actually never even brought up that we went 6-0 until now. You reminded me. Thank you. Boasted about, oh, after he had his NFL pick sucked. Yeah, I know. I'm the one that posted my record, jackass. I'm the one that tweeted out my picks that after, oh boy, I got killed. I'm the one that talked about it today. some of you guys are like the definition of stupid. Like people at rallies make you guys look smart. Like God, like it's just like the level of stupidity. Like holy crap. But thanks for tuning in. So we've been waiting for a number and I was thinking, how are they going to handle this? So I like the Walker Buehler. Let's give Buehler some time off. Let's roll Buehler out on Friday. I got no problem with that. I like that idea. I was on board with that all along. I liked the starting Kershaw. I was bold. I liked it. If we're going to win, you need Kershaw to pitch well. So whatever. They threw him out there in game one. And honestly, too, it was a perfect. There was a lot of pressure on Kershaw tonight, but Kershaw was in a good situation where it's game one. The series wasn't on the line, right? The guy, it's just one game. You don't know if they would have lost. But so he was in a good spot tonight, and great job by Kershaw. Thank you, Clayton, for hitting our strikeout prop. Glasnow strikeout prop went over the number as well. So you remember the Dodgers went in game seven with Dustin May. They went with Dustin May starting the game, Carrot Top. And it was pretty shaky. He threw eight straight balls to start the baseball game. He got hit kind of hard. He calmed down. He got out of it. They, you know, they only gave up a run, but it was like good defense and luck that they got out of it. I would not be comfortable with starting him again. And you know what? You know, I'm 2-for-2 thinking like Dave Roberts, and we'll get to Dave Roberts momentarily, but I'm on the same page, Skip. Like if I'm in the meeting room, if I'm in the coach's meeting, I'm on the same page here. 100%. I like Gonsolin. We trust him. Limited spot start. We bring Dustin May in after, but we don't start May. Just don't put the pressure on him. May, you know, he went through this already on Sunday. You know, I like where we're going with this. I like where we're going with this. And I'm assuming then we roll out Urias on Saturday. Right? I'm assuming they roll out Urias on Saturday and then Kershaw on Sunday. And then boom. If it goes seven, if needed, Walker Buehler on Tuesday. If needed, right? So it'll be, you know, I like it. So the number is out. So we've got Blake Snell versus Tony Gonsolin. Los Angeles Dodgers, -152. -152. The total, 8. And it's hit or miss, guys. I tell you, all this number's not going to be there, and it's going to change. And sometimes I'm right in these overnight hours because we're seeing these numbers fresh, right? That's the one thing. When you're doing shows in this hour, I like it because we have the first takes. Everyone else will watch a bunch of shows and then form their opinion after what the sheep are going with. I don't care. I'm coming out like hot here, seeing this hot off the presses, and the number's just been posted. And, man, 8? Come on. The Dodgers can score 8. I hate betting baseball overs. I'm a baseball under better more than an over better. And even I bet the over 8.5 in game today. Even I'm like, yeah, there's going to be more runs. Dude, how the hell, 8 runs? I'm actually surprised. You have less better pitchers on the hill here today. Gonsolin is a rookie. Gonsolin is a rookie, guys, and he ain't going six innings, this kid. All right? Like, so basically, you know, the Dodgers are tipping their hand here. It's going to be Gonsolin. They're going to go with Dustin May. It's going to be a bullpen game. They might go with Urias. You know what I mean? It could be a bullpen game. It is. But, you know, and you had Clayton Kershaw today, and it was 7.5 against Glasnow. 7.5. Now you get Snell against a rookie, and it's only 8 after they just put up 11 runs combined. And honestly, like Tampa, you got to, I don't know. I don't think Tampa's only going to score 3 runs in every game in this series. I think Tampa's going to put some runs up on the board eventually. All right. I'm not saying the Dodgers are going to sweep them and win 18-1 every night or anything. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I know you guys know I don't like betting baseball overs pregame. I'll do it in game, but I'm looking at this number, and it feels light, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was 8.5 in a couple hours right now. Like I said, this number just came out. Like, it literally just came. Like, it wasn't out literally 20 minutes ago. This number was just posted. The Dodgers have been great on the run line. Right? The Dodgers have been winning on the run line. And they've been very profitable. Steve Merrill brought it up. The Dodgers, for some reason, they don't seem to play a lot of one-run games, one way or the other. And I'll tell you what, the Dodgers, I actually had to do like a triple and quadruple take. I got bad in my eyes. Shot here, bright lights. Dodgers -1.5 is +135. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. Man, your rage. As we see, we have a heavy troll. A heavy troll. Like, there's like two, I don't know, like schizophrenic, like nut jobs and stuff. But you know what, Yang? Tomorrow night, we'll bust out the machine guns in honor of the late, great Ted Teeven. And we'll have to start spraying bullets live like we used to, actually.
You got it, buddy.
Our boy, yeah, you got a lot on your mind, Yang, right? You got a lot going on. You're putting together winning parlays. You're dealing with the lovely ladies. You got, like, fine scooters. You got a lot going on. You can't be worrying about losers in a chat all the time. I totally get it. But it's sort of like, I look at this stuff, Yang, it's like a bar in which, you know, Yeah, it's a business, and every bar has, like, you know, the loud loser, the drunk loser, and, like, the pathetic guy or whatever. And I'm talking about, like, the dive bars and stuff. And it's like, yeah, whatever, the guy's a loser, and, you know, it is what it is, and everyone knows it. But at some point of the night, when the loser starts bothering other people in the bar too much, and it's just annoying, you got to throw them out, yeah. Like, that's the way that I look at this.
Absolutely,
like,
man.
Like I just said, like, I'm like a bus driver, like in New York City. Yeah? You're a bus driver in New York. You know you're going to get nut jobs. You're going to get on the bus and take a dump on the back of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know that some guy's going to start pleasuring himself, like in front of you or something.
It goes with the territory, buddy.
Eggs, you read my mind. You took the words out of my mind. it's part of the job.
Hey, but you know what they always told me, man? They said, if you don't have hecklers, if you ain't got trolls, you ain't on your job. Oh, exactly. Buddy.
No, you're exactly right. Like, if everything's just, you know, whatever, then there's no action and stuff like that. You're exactly right. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Apathy is what kills. Apathy is what kills. All right, so tune in to Game Time Decisions on these radio stations. You got Bagels and Bad Pizza coming up with Scott Wetzel. On many of these radio stations. Shout out to SoCal. Let's get it, LA. Dodgers up one game right now. 3 more. Tomorrow's going to be tough. I need to sleep on this. I think the over's in play at 8. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.